This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you discussion on government's efforts to ensure fair examinations in the country. The participants are Professor Badri Narayan Tiwari, Director, G.B. Pant Social Science Institute, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
NEET paper leak has been a burning issue since the last few days. The central government has taken proactive measures to ensure that the sanctity and transparency of exams is maintained. The issue has echoed in the parliament as well. President Draupadi Murmu, in her address to the joint session of both the houses of the parliament this morning, also spoke about it. To discuss more on this, we have with us Professor Badri Narayan Tiwari. Professor Tiwari, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Richa. Thank you.
Professor Tiwari, before we delve deep into the issue, for the benefit of our listeners, I would like to ask you, what is NEET and how and why are they conducted?
See, NEET is the examination, public examination for admission, taking admission in the various courses, and it is conducted in 13 languages and different parts of India, especially in rural areas too. There are centers in the rural areas too. So during these years, this examination became more and more democratic and inclusive. It included many marginal and social communities within the fold, and interiors of interiors, they have established centers. So this is kind of, and this is organized by NTA, because there were a lot of paper leaks, since millions of paper leaks in various states used to take place before NEET, before NTA. So NTA is formed by the government as a national who can take care of period-free, temper-free and transference examination system. But you know, this entire educational mafia, coaching mafia, consultancy mafias, coaching industries, the kind of mafias involved in that, they all use that. They all try to make dent in foolproof examination system and try to leak the system, weaken the system. So government is working to strengthen that.
As you mentioned about NTA, can you please explain a bit more about NTA and since when it has been entrusted with the responsibility of conducting the NEET examinations?
NTA is a system developed by the Indian government to ensure transparent and error-free public examination in the country. And you know, NTA, before NTA, there was a lot of event of instance of paper in every state used to take place. And so NTA came as a system and it worked well. It disseminated, it made the centers in very interior to the interior. It made the public examination. It tried to democratize the entire system of examination for this kind of missions. But, you know, there is a very strong group of educational mafia in this country, and also the coaching industry, the people involved in the coaching industries, some of them, not all. And also, many of them have formed consultancy, and through consultancy, they do various kinds of things. So these people try to make dent in any kind of examination system. So in NTA also, they try to make the dent, and you know, how the things happen, now a CBI did. Inquiring. So in that way, NTA is a body. If you will strengthen it, if you will make the system transparent, it will take care of the error-free examination, public examinations in the country.
Professor Tiwari, last week, NTA DG Subodh Kumar Singh was removed following the irregularities in the NEET and NET examinations, which is conducted by the NTA, and all of us are aware of it. High-level committee under K. Radhakrishnan, former ISRO chairman, has been formulated to suggest reforms to the NTA. In your opinion, what kind of reforms are needed at this hour to ensure that such lapses are not repeated again?
See, I think we need to do two kind of overhauling of the entire system. One is the overhauling of the NTA and make it a system in which no one can enter. So this Radhakrishnan committee is going to give recommendations or suggestions to how to strengthen NTA system. Secondly, they are also working to map the entire examination process in which human interference may be lesser and lesser. So the two, both kind of overhauling NTA system and examination process. And thirdly, they are going to suggest how to strengthen data security protocol, which is crucial in this kind of examination system. So So if they will able to do all these things, I think this examination system will be stronger in coming days. And you know, the new DG of NTA may work to make it either free, temple free, and transparent education system in the country, which may be the hope of the youths in the coming days.
In fact, as you spoke about the data security protocols, there are a lot of concerns surrounding it, as well as cyber security and the dark net. These are the main areas of concern. So in your opinion, how can these concerns be taken care of, like especially the dark net and the cyber security issues?
I think dark net and cyber crime issues may be handled by a special group of the people who are technologically very advanced, and also they are expert in the cyber crime. And this committee is going to suggest the entire data security protocol. So we don't know how they will, what they are going to say, but they are certainly trying to make a system in which no interference can be possible. So that kind of a system they are going to propose, and we hope that, because they are very fine mind of the country, they are people very expert in the, great expert of the technology and the science. So they are going to suggest a system in which there is no possibility of this kind of interference.
Professor Tiwari, in fact, Radhakrishnan committee had also said that they'll speak to the parents, students to take their feedback. In such a situation, because you have been dealing with students and parents at large, what kind of a role parents play in such kind of a situation to calm their children down? Because it is actually a big setback for those who had prepared a lot for these exams. So what would be your suggestion, and in your opinion, how do you see this?
You know, in Indian society, family, we live in the family. And family is, in one way, is a counseling system too. Any our fathers, our grandfathers, our mothers try to console us, try to pacify us, try to erase our anxieties and worries. So, see, the life is a struggle, and these young guys are doing a lot for making the future. And so the worry is natural, but families should work to pacify them, to make them patient, and to trust on the system. And because there is a entire remote politics, which is working to create disbelief on the system. So they want to create every issue as a contentious issue, doubtful issue. So that kind of things they are trying to generate. So in that situation, family has a very important. They should work too as a family counselor and intimate counselor too for their children.
CBI took over the investigation of the paper leak and today made the first arrest in the paper leak case in Bihar. On other hand, Supreme Court this morning has also issued a notice to the NTA over alleged inconsistent marking in the NEET UG examinations. A lot has been happening. In your opinion, how can these irregularities be corrected? Stringent laws to deal with paper leak are the need of the hour. Will Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act passed by the Parliament earlier this year be applicable to this case?
Yes, I think this Public Examinations Act passed by the Parliament, Public Examination Act 2024, is a very crucial act. And if you will implement it fully and efficiently, I think it will help to resolve many of our problems, and we will come out and that will create hope among the students, the youths and the family members. So I think this the entire process should be, this kind of the interference or leakers should be stopped strongly by the various kinds of police agencies, cybercrime agencies. And they should be punished, a strong punishment.
In the midst of all the crisis, social media and the media, electronic and print media, is playing a vital role. How do you see social media in motivating these students?
See, there are two kinds of media in this country. It's like media who can create positive sentiment among us and the youths. And there is another kind of media who is trying to create worries and trying to sell that worries in the market for the raising TRPs and all. And there are also positions, the various kinds of political agencies. They are also working to heighten the rumors. So rumors is the time of the politics of rumor nowadays. And everyone, social media, if you put anything, it looks believable. But you know, you must have seen there are a lot of uncontent videos, there are a lot of recreated videos, there are a lot of are being disseminated on social media, and our students and youths and family members also, they are trusting on them. So we should not trust on them, and we should try to what we call doodh and pani separate, learning to vivek, the wisdom to which can create separate doodh and pani, that we should really do all.
The NEET UG paper leak and subsequently the NEET PG examination postponement led to distress amongst a lot of students. How can they cope up with this stress?
I think for that, we need to, our family should work as an intimate counsel. And we should also try to inspire them. The media should inspire them. Public media should inspire them. Newspapers create positive vibes nowadays. So there is a need to create positivity in society. And what I used to call humor ke bazaar mein vishwas ke dukaan kholne ki zarurat. So ye vishwas ka mahol we need to create nowadays in the society.
The government has taken a lot of steps to ensure that the culprits are brought to justice and the faith of students is restored in the examination process. Before we wind up, what message would you like to give to the students as well as to the parents and the entire society?
I would like to request our young minds and also their family members, first of all, be positive and trust on the system, because system only has a capacity to resolve your problems. And system is working. System is the government is working to very successfully to resolve your problem. HRD, education minister, is very concerned and constantly he is trying to take action against any kind of these kind of problems and try to prepare all error-free, temper-free and transparent public examination system. Government under Narendra Modi ji's government is very sensitive towards these issues. It's the government of public, so they will work in for to restore and to create faith of the public in the system. And also, don't go on the rumors. Less believe on the rumors. Don't believe on the rumors. Try to explore positive things in the society. And future is yours. And the government is, we all academicians, this educated society, society of educational sphere, they are all working for you and they will ensure you better future.
As we bring this discussion to an end, we hope that the culprits are brought to justice. Thank you so much, Professor Tiwari, for spending your time and speaking
to
us.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on government's efforts to ensure fair examinations in the country. The participants were Professor Badri Narayan Tiwari, Director, G.B. Pant Social Science Institute, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.